Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're celebrating the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending August 1st, 2015. The chart just cruises along this week, not welcoming any new titles. It is the middle of summer here in the United States, so maybe it just doesn't want to exert itself. Let's open in fifth place, where Silento holds steady with Watch Me. How does it feel to be 17 years old with a national hit? He'll tell you in a moment.
Now watch me whip,
kill it.
Now watch me nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, watch me nay-nay.
Why me do it?
Now watch me whip,
kill it.
Watch me nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, watch me nay-nay.
Can you do it?
Now watch me, ooh, watch
yeah.
Me, watch me, ooh, watch
yeah.
Me, watch me, ooh, watch
yeah.
Me, watch me, ooh.
Okay.
Silento stays put at number five with Watch Me. The Atlanta, Georgia teenager says he's excited over his success and he always wanted to be a role model. He uploaded this song to SoundCloud in January and posted Instagram videos of people dancing to the track. After that, Capitol Records came calling, and now Watch Me has sold nearly 1 million tracks. Also holding steady are Taylor Swift and Kendrick Lamar in fourth place with Bad Blood. Taylor has recovered from her Twitter feud with Nicki Minaj, but is another fight brewing. Hold on for more. Taylor Swift and Kendrick Lamar tread water in fourth place with their former title holder Bad Blood. Last week, Taylor and Nicki Minaj sparred on Twitter over comments Nicki made about the MTV Video Music Award nominations. Well, that beef seems over, but on Monday, video footage appeared of Taylor performing with Katy Perry's famous Left Shark from her Super Bowl show. Keen fans know this has significance since Bad Blood is supposedly about Swift's rivalry with Perry. It's all very dramatic. Here on the Hot 100 chart, Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth descend the slot to third place with See You Again. Elsewhere, the song is gaining traction in a different form. Stick around for details.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth slide a slot to third place with their former 12-week champ See You Again. Meanwhile, it holds in 15th place on the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart without Wiz. Charlie's rap-free version is finding favor on the AC list after he released it on SoundCloud. Jumping a slot to second place is The Weeknd with Can't Feel My Face. How did The Weeknd join forces with Swedish hit machine Max Martin? Details are coming up.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh, I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
Weeknd surges a slot to second place with Can't Feel My Face. He co-wrote the song with Max Martin, the Swedish producer who's crafted hits for dozens of other acts from the Backstreet Boys to Ariana Grande. In fact, The Weeknd met Martin while they were collaborating on Ariana's smash hit Love Me Harder. Up at number one, Omi enjoys a second week of glory with Cheerleader. How did he come by that name? The answer's on the way.
That I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
Omi is your man at number one for a second straight week with Cheerleader. His real name is Omar Samuel Pasley, and he tells USA Today that his late father gave him his three-letter nickname. Omi says he capitalizes it to stand out. Can he stand out for a third straight week? We'll find out soon enough. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Ray McDonald, and you've been listening to the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.